idled lines of cars snake through Haiti's capital, drivers biding their time till the pumps come to life. Without fuel, the Port-au-Prince economy is as motionless as the queues of vehicles. As police protect the tanks in the Haitian heat, frustrations run high.
We want the guys to try to work, but we can't. There is nothing. We don't have anything to do in Haiti. It's a bad country.
Wadler Pierre, who drives a taxi locals call a tap-tap, has waited 3 days.
Yep, batai.
Fights break out. Someone was beat up Monday. I am still here. This is where I sleep. I can't get fuel. I can't do anything. I can't work. I haven't eaten. The money in my pocket is only for gas.
The fuel crisis that has paralyzed the Western Hemisphere's poorest nation follows a political crisis after the assassination of the nation's last president and an earthquake that killed 2,000 people earlier this year.
Fuel is slowly starting to trickle into Port-au-Prince, but the lines are long and it runs out fast. When that happens, drivers just have to wait for the next shipment, hoping it won't be hijacked by gangs. Over the past several days, a number of trucks have been commandeered, the drivers have been kidnapped, and what fuel the gangs don't use for themselves, they sell on the black market.
The lack of diesel fuel that powers hospitals throughout the country leaves some in the dark. With no lights, women at this hospital try to wait until daylight to give birth, as tanks across the nation sit empty.
This has to end. We just need fuel. We don't need violence.
Despite government promises, the fuel shortage shows no sign of improving, leaving many to wonder how much worse the situation in Haiti can get. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Port-au-Prince.